We come to the third Sunday in Lent, March the 20th, and this is a reading from a part of the epistle from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 following. Paul said, "Our forefathers were all under the cloud, and they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them. And that rock was Christ." When God wants to get our attention, almost invariably, he will put us into a wilderness situation. When he wants to shape us and mold us, he often puts us into a wilderness. And what is he trying to shape us into? What is the image he's looking for and seeks? The image of his son as he was in his earthly life. This means that he desires us to have a similar nature to that of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we would ask, is that even possible? Oh, yes. For Christians, we are told, have within them the divine nature of God. We are partakers, says Peter, of the divine nature. We are temples of God the Holy Spirit. That is a great truth, and we dare not take it lightly. God places within the Christian his Holy Spirit. Sometimes that Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Holiness. And he who raised Christ from the dead, the Holy Spirit, is also at work within us, setting us free and changing us into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, raising us up. But why a wilderness? It doesn't have to be a desert, although this typically is what a wilderness is. I knew a couple in England, and when they were engaged, he took her on a safari that he organized. He's one of these people that organize these things. And he took a group of people, including his fiancée, out into the desert in the Middle East. And he then took his fiancée with him in a Land Rover, well away from the camp, and switched off the engine. And she told me later that she found the silence very oppressive. It really freaked her out. Well, that's the wilderness. It's quiet. It's where the world and its clamor no longer reaches us. In spiritual terms, it's a place where God speaks and we can hear him. It's a place where we can hear God. And you notice that it's often 40-something in duration in the Bible. 40 days, 40 weeks, 40 years. What's with the 40? Well, somebody once pointed out that a woman is actually pregnant for 40 weeks. I think the 40 is a symbol that God wants to birth something within us. So not just one thing, but numerous things. So when we go into a wilderness, into that period in our life that seems just empty, God isn't punishing us. He is doing something, something wonderful. He's bringing something to life within us. Now, we may not think it's wonderful at the time, but later we will see it differently. And what is that wonderful thing? Perhaps a deeper relationship with him. He's changing us. He's making us holy. He's making us more and more like his son. This is what he did with Abraham. It's what he did with Moses. is what he did with Israel. Now, consider the people of Israel, a large body of people, perhaps a million, whom God had led out of Egypt. And then, well, where did he take them? Into the wilderness. Men, women, children, a multitude of livestock, into a place with a scarcity of resources, of food and water. How did the people react? Well, think about them. They had just seen God do mighty works. And so, of course, they would trust him, wouldn't they? Not at all. They complained and wailed, "You have brought us out here to die." Such faith these people had. They needed to learn who God was. They needed to learn God's power, God's love, God's faithfulness, God's provision. Now, in physical terms, they needed water. Well, Moses struck the rock that God showed him, and out came the water. They needed food. He gave them manna day by day by day. And in the collecting of manna and in the supply of water, they had to learn to rely on God for all of their needs. And this is always the method of God. He calls us to him through Christ, and then he starts working within us. And sooner or later, he will put us in a place where we have to rely on him. And how do we react? Woe is me. I am alone. I am helpless. God has deserted me. Not at all. God has promised, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you." God has promised this. Can God break faith? Never. The Lord never leaves us, and he never has. Listen to what Paul says of the people of Israel in the wilderness. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. The pre-incarnate Jesus was there supplying their needs. And what do we read of this Lord Jesus? That he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So do not be depressed, nor discouraged, nor fearful. God is in charge of his children's lives. Do not think for a moment that he has left you. He is the good shepherd. The perfect shepherd. He feeds and he waters his sheep. He leads them. No matter how scary it looks to us, his rod and his staff are always there to defend and comfort us. Never lose sight of God's purpose within us while we're on this earth. We are called to be the light and salt to the world. And this is what God is doing within us as he changes us more and more into the image, into the likeness of his Son. Paul, commenting on the apostles, and particularly in his own life, what he has suffered and what he has seen other people, other Christians suffer. He says, "We have this treasure in jars of clay. We live in bodies of flesh, fallible, sinful bodies. He says we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. He says, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. He goes on, this is 2 Corinthians 4, we are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. That the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. That is what God wants to do within his children. That is what God wants to do in you if you are a child of God in Christ. He wants to reveal the life of Jesus through you. The reality, the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ visible in our lives. God seeks those who would let the light of Christ shine from within them. So I want to say to you, do not flee the wilderness. Do not be afraid of it. Embrace it. Embrace the God who's put you there. And let God's work within you bring out its full flower and fruit. That the life of Jesus may be revealed in our bodies.